this story.
It's written on these walls. You can see them clear. I stumble and I fall, but you have disappeared.
Yeah.
I'm boys and girls. Hey, welcome to the Giddy Up, 2:13 in the afternoon on this 13th day of July. Wow. Oh, no, 21st day of July. I am way off. I'm a week off.
Well, all I know is the 21st. I don't even know what month it is. So,
give her a month off.
Yeah.
All right, so we're on the same page.
No. I'm pretty good with the day and the month. It's the year that throws me.
The what?
Yeah, I'm usually not sure what year it is.
2017?
Jeez, how long have I been sleeping?
And outside your door, it is a whopping, right now, 87 degrees, but it's still SWAS weather. What do you think on the SWAS meter?
Are you serious?
It's about
a SWAS meter? I think
the past couple days have been a 10 on the SWAS meter.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, I'm going to say a 9.
Yeah, I'd say that. But here's the difference between me and you. I hooked up a device that's constantly fanning my nether regions.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, you should market that. You know, little fan underwear.
Yeah.
Called Fannies.
Look at that. Don't steal it.
We just,
copywritten.
We just invented something here. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome to the Giddy Up. I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. And, of course, sitting across from me is the funny man, Chris Ridgway. And our DJ Carla D has some personal issues that she is attending to, and we send out our prayers and loves for her.
And her family, yep. Her sons,
and her family, yep. Everybody. You know, she had a death in the family. So, anyways, we are very sorry. We miss her. We love her, and hopefully she'll be back very soon. Anyways, we're going to play a couple of songs, and I can't believe we're on this early.
Oof, no kidding. We really thought we'd be on it like 2:40. But
they actually cleaned house, so that was great.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll be back with some shout-outs.
Yeah.
We'll be back with, some funny news.
Yeah, we will.
All right. And the threesome at three.
And your usual jocularity that you find on the Giddy Up.
You always find. Come on.
Yeah.
Give me a break. I don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
Anyways, by the way, me and the funny man seen Tom Petty last night. It was insane. We'll get to that after that. How's that? After the break. During the break, I should say. And we have some sad news as well in rock and roll history, which we're not too happy to announce.
Nope.
But anyways, let's start off with a nice song. And I'm going to send this out to the funny man.
Oh, thank you.
My boy. And we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic Medford.
We'll be right back, boys and girls.
Roadside. she's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses. And her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys are standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Yeah, a little Free Falling by TP, Tom Petty.
He actually changed the words last night.
He did change the words
I'm
last
Pauly
night.
I'm Pauly B falling.
And the Heartbreakers, and what? And before that, before I go, was Bruce Springsteen. That was sent out to my brother.
Wow.
Little glory days. But anyways, me and the Funny Man, we attended the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers show last night at the Garden, and they will be at the Garden as well again tonight. So don't be surprised if you're listening in and Tom Petty is peppered throughout the show. I am going to tell you, the man is 65 years old, and he looks 25 years old. He put on one of the greatest shows I've ever seen, and I'm not lying. And I've been to hundreds and hundreds of concerts, and that man is still a rock and roller.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I think he, I mean, I saw him, you know, maybe 30-something years ago. I thought this show was better. And the, we were just talking about how...
Well, he was, you know, on drugs back then.
Yeah, he was. But he broke his hand because he was so mad, and he had to learn to play guitar again. But the other thing, too, is what we were talking about is, like, the whole look and the vibe of the Heartbreakers, they're just a rock band now.
That's it, man.
We don't care about being on MTV, like, with Free Falling and Learning to Fly. Those great songs. We don't care about making videos and being in front of the camera. We're just a bunch of dirty guys with weird beards now.
And that's why, if you're tuning in, you are tuning in to the best rock and roll radio program on the planet. I'm going to tell you, the giddy up. And, wow. I was blown away. Because I've never seen Tom Petty out of all the groups I've seen in my time. Blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially by Mike Hamill.
Mike Campbell.
Campbell's such an incredible guitar player. Oh, my God. I never knew he was that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he went on his solo, that blew me away.
Well, you know, I can play guitar.
I know you can.
I'm good.
And you are good.
This guy makes me want to throw him on the fireplace. That's how good he is. I mean, I seriously, I look at guys like him and Clapton and you know, and Page.
Okay.
And I go, well, why do I even do this? They're out there.
Well,
they're awesome.
They did it since they were... kids, yeah. Man. I mean, you only started about 10 years ago,
ain't
maybe.
Kidding, 30 years ago.
Really? Was it that long ago? All right, well, then you stink.
Yeah. No, but, you know, the
I'm
whole thing
kidding,
is...
I'm just kidding,
brother. You know, the whole thing with this is it's when you just see great players, great songs, and you know what I love is that they let the songs, you know, dictate the show.
Yeah.
It's not about... the lights, it's not about the this or the that.
No, but they had a really pretty cool light show.
They did.
As well. And by the way, boys and girls, old Tom TP will be... Go ahead.
Oh, go. No, you go on.
TP will be at the Garden as well again tonight. And I suggest if you can get tickets to definitely... I don't care where you're sitting... I don't care. There's really no more nosebleeds in the garden anymore. But I guarantee you a great performance and a great time because I was blown away. I really was. I was like, all right, Tom Petty, yeah, yeah. But no. Yeah. Not yeah, yeah. It's yes, yes. It was absolutely incredible. He is awesome. Go ahead, bud.
And once again, special shout out to the Webb sisters.
Yes,
Charlie and Hattie Webb.
Oh my God!
They are they were born in the UK. They came from a musical family, and they added as backup singers.
That was the topping to the cake or the cherry to the sundae. They were unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The two women that. Petty has with them. Oh my God! Because you never heard his songs like that with the women influence.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it was incredible. I'm, you know, I can go on and on, but I'm telling you, if you have any chance to get tickets to see the show tonight, do it now, because he was awesome.
You know what I like to say? Don't be stupid. What? Go to the show.
Go to the show.
Don't be a dummy.
Me and Christopher right now are like looking for tickets. We will go if we have to. Not have to, because we want to.
Yep.
Because he was that good. All right. Anyways, 2:30 in the afternoon, boys and girls. You listened to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. And... I think it's time for our shout-outs, Chris. 2:30.
I thinks it is.
You thinks it is?
I thinks it is.
What are you, from Fat Albert? What are you, Mushmouth? All right.
Don't get me going with this little coughing I have.
Chris has the whooping cough.
Yeah, I've been hanging out on the Ponderosa with the Ingalls sisters. On the prairie, wherever they're from. All right,
Chris, take it away, bud.
Yeah, so, you know, today is, as we said, the 21st, and here are your shout-outs.
It sure is.
Starting off, we have our super fan, Jennifer Kendrzynski Leadham, listening in beautiful Salem. Great hanging out with my dear friend, Don Chase.
Love you.
Last night. It's always wonderful to see Don. And, of course, special shout-out to our dear friend, DJ Carla D, who once again is tending to a family member.
We miss you, and God bless. Yep. Our prayers are sent to you and your family.
Yep, and all the love that we have.
All the love that we have, yes.
And, of course, Mr. Eric Wilson as well.
Yes.
Yep. And back from vacation is the lovely Ma Brant Johnson.
Yes.
Who is back.
Love you, Mom.
And, you know, Bermuda, it's safe.
And Chet said to say hi to you today.
I've actually have Chet coming up next.
All right.
On the shout-outs to the handsome Chet Johnson, who once again showed up. There was a shark sighting. He showed up with a harpoon and a loaf of Italian bread. of course, the lovely, excuse me, Kim France as well.
Love you.
Billy Roderick. Last night, our dear friend David Struffolino and Kevin Brennan, who joined us for the Tom Petty Extravaganza.
That's right.
And, of course, a little bit of a pregame. By the way,
we had the four horsemen together.
Oh, what a time. We have four guys. We love each other. We love our music.
Love our music.
And we don't love Peter Wolf, so we had a few more beers at the harp.
That's right. Exactly.
Also, we have banging on the glass. He's running around the station. He's everywhere. He's like, he's like a bad demon.
But shout-outs to also ZLX for putting on a great time at the harp. And they're doing that again tonight. We're not supposed to do that, but hey, whatever. You know what? They do a good job.
Yeah, if you're of age, go, you know, have a few cocktails.
Besides, of age? What does that mean?
You know, don't want 11-year-olds walking in there getting hammered.
No.
Yeah. Oh, another thing, too, about before we go forward with this, the number of young ladies.
I was shocked.
Yeah. We thought it was going to be a bunch of... Well, the funniest thing was we see these 50-year-old guys walking around there. Like, look at these fossils until we figured out they're our age, but not as beautiful.
Absolutely not. They probably were our age, but they, you know, walking in with walkers and, oxygen tanks.
Seriously, you know what it looked like? It looked like Foxwoods.
Well, it's going to look like the Wynn Casino in a few years.
Oh, yeah. We have a plan for our after concerts once the Wynn is open.
Right.
We kind of went through it that on the ride home, we're going to stop off at the Wynn, play some blackjack, get drunk, and get a $49 room. continuing on with the shout-outs, it's Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Michael actually got a little bit of cred on a restaurant website.
That's right.
Telling us all that the Dockside in the Medford Malden line, Dockside Riverside, is no longer in business.
Well, that's been closed for a couple months.
Yeah.
maybe he just pulled up and realized, whoa.
Jeez, I guess maybe we should get the text and Google machine.
He has to come to Malden. Yeah. To Center Street in Malden.
Yeah, it's a much better restaurant.
Yeah.
By the way,
that's the original one.
That could go blank a bag of D's, if you know what I mean.
I absolutely agree with you.
Hey, you go
if into... If you are not a regular there, everybody, like, looks at you like, yeah.
It's like the movies. You know when you walk into a place, and all of a sudden the record goes, and everyone turns and looks at you.
Exactly. Absolutely right. And absolutely right.
And it doesn't have the vibe and the openness.
Like, if you're a new customer, you could not walk in there.
Yeah. You can go to the restaurant, but the bar, no way.
Yep. So,
and it's also the ceiling's really low, too. It like, has all the ambiance of a, I don't know.
Prison cell?
Yeah, prison cell. I was going to say of an after-hours speakeasy, but I like prison cell. That's right. I did see you.
And I love Jack. Patted me on the back today. He said hi to me. So
yeah, look at that.
Who is the owner of all the Dark Sides?
Well, once again, he does wonderful job. I thought the Medford one was a really good restaurant, too.
I did.
The Medford Malden line.
I was shocked when I seen it closed down.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll open it.
They should have closed down Wakefield first.
Oh, yeah. I think he does business there, but like I said, it's not my favorite. All right. So before they come up, okay, come after us with pitchforks and flame torches. We're going to move on. Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, where you can get yourself a hell of a breakfast. And if you say the giddy up, well, you get charged twice.
No, no, you don't. You get a discount.
Get a discount, yeah.
You do.
Okay.
You get a 10% discount if you mention the giddy up.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay. Do they know that?
I'll let her know today. Chris, calm down. You're going to hurt your back again.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going into traction. Get me a room at the Lawrence. Oh, my God. Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. I don't know if you say Chase's name, maybe you get a discount too somewhere. He's on from tonight, 10 to midnight, making that baby making music.
Yeah.
The slow jams.
Yeah, you get a discount at Amazing.
Do they know that?
I'll let them know later.
Are you keeping a tally?
I used to work there, dude. I was the manager there.
Yes, I remember your S&M wall that you called me up that I had to drive up to PBD to see it because you wouldn't send me a picture. You're so proud of it.
It was a thing of beauty.
Yes, it really was.
Thank you.
I was oddly impressed.
Oddly?
Yes. I think you did a good job. I don't know what hell happened to you in California.
I don't think there's any response to the S&M wall.
No.
Just go, wow.
Yeah. Then you move on. You don't speak of it unless you're on the radio.
And never speak of it again.
Yes. All right. Wait a minute. My favorite story was, you're like, hey, remember that girl you used to work with? Yeah. Oh, she showed up at 10 a.m. banging on the door all banged up to buy a vibrator.
Yes.
And then she told me the story, like, hey, look, there she is.
10 a.m.
It's like, you know, lined up like Zeppelin tickets were on sale.
She had a tent out front. Oh, boy.
Imagine someone's to-do list. Let's see. Drop the kids off at daycare, go to Amazing, get a new toy. All right. Debbie McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall. Leah, thank you so much for saying hey to our post. We are saying
we love you, Leah. Absolutely love you.
Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardone. From the Lounge on 91.5 WMFO. You can hear it Saturday nights from 9 to 11. Which Saturdays? You spin the wheel and find out. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra Andoreen, that's Sandra Networks of PBD, Phil Fleming, Doug Theobruzzi Hebert, Rob Samantha, and Robert Wynn. No relation to the casino. Mary Canavan.
Jim. Too bad.
Yeah, no kidding. We could get the red card. Jim and the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Remember, kids, if it's not the yellow number 93 bus, you call the authorities. Marcin Katarzynski. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. Frankie Bergamo.
The mustache.
Yes, Frankie will be appearing everywhere and anywhere. You just say his name, he'll show up.
He will.
Denise Fioretti, Memo Debbie. And her sister and her evil twin Debbie already a mammalette.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
We love Denise.
We do.
We love the mammalettes, too, right? I've never had a problem with a mammalette.
No, no.
I should have definitely went to gynecology school. I didn't. I just showed up at Walgreens and said, hey, freebies.
How's your mammalettes? you're doing a public service there, Polly.
I am.
Bless your heart.
I'm all about the public.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
There's a place for you in heaven after this.
Yes.
Heaven, prison, I don't know. 601, thin line between love and hate, thin line between a criminal and saints, I guess. Mike Bessler, Frank Fairley, Peg, Conair Crow.
Yes.
Big Jack and Janice.
I miss Big Jack.
Yeah, our good friend Cookie, Christina Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Pappalato.
I love Christina Pappalato. Just so you know, Christina.
Breaking news.
I will be giving Pappalato's at CVS. I strayed from Walgreens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't do both at one place.
Yeah, I get it. One step ahead of the law.
Mammalettes, Pappalato's, you know, try to separate them.
Right, right. It's like Ghostbusters. Crossing the streams can be dangerous.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Well, once again, if you need to, you know, call us and we can tell you where the Pappalato's will be handled versus where the Mammalettes. So it's easy. Mammalettes are still at Walmart. While the Pappalato's are at a Burger King. I'm sorry, CVS. CVS.
That's right.
Yes.
Starting tomorrow.
Okay. Which do we have a CVS in mind?
The Malden one.
Okay.
Right on Broadway.
Okay. So there you go. Probably will be on Broadway performing Hamlet and giving out Pappalato's. Ricky Cummings and the Dirty E. Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Tamarsh, Elaine, Ivy Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc. Oh my God, I think these are the longest ones to be done yet.
Maybe.
Nicole Visson.
Because of your whooping cough.
Well, because of your whooping Pappalato's. Your Pappalato news.
I don't whoop when I do the Pappalato's.
Lisa Switzer, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Rudy McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex. Another round of shout, kind barmaster.
You got it.
Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, the beautiful, sweet Colleen Shea.
Yes, yeah, sweet. C.
Sweet C. Colleen
Shea. Sweet D. Sweet C.
Sweet C. Sweet Colleen Shea. Amy Giamacco Moquin. Paul Rizzo. Jennifer Smith. Andrew Brandt. Rebecca Rose Castley. Pam Bridge. Chris in the 45 bus with Dante and Joseph. Danelle Santalucia. Bobby Colburn. Kelly Vigna. Sylvia Gray Herman. Boston Jackie. And finally, batting ninth. About 900th. Jennifer Palazzo.
Well, that was quite a list, sir.
If you tuned in late, to recap, Jennifer Kanosinski.
No, shut up. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Oh, my God.
And if you want to hear your name said on this here radio station, like the giddy up, call Polly, call me, whatever. We'll say your name. We'll say anything for a price.
We'll say anything for a price. All right. Thank you very much. Funny man, Christopher Ridgway, DJ Christ, whatever you want to be called.
Yes. Well, how about recording artist?
Oh, now he's a recording artist. That's right. Well, it's 2:45 in the afternoon, 3:15, almost ready for our threesome. I sounded like Elmer Fudd there.
Oh,
threesome at 3.
Threesome. Wescoey Wabbits are having a threesome.
With Jennifer Rabbit and, I don't know.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica, oh.
Just maybe she's a sister.
Maybe.
Hey,
Bugs doesn't care.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it's 88 degrees here, and it's only going to get hotter. I will be back with the weather later, but and we will be back with our threesome at 3. And we also have a very special, how do I say it?
A world radio premiere?
A radio premiere.
Yes.
I've never had a radio premiere, but yes, for you, absolutely. And here it is.
I don't think that's me.
I gave my...
You idiot!
No stone.
Do you know who that is?
I gave my...
Do you know who that is?
I do not.
Do you remember the song On and
it's
On?
It's Christopher Ridgeway.
You remember the song On and On?
Yeah.
That's him. Stephen Bishop. Oh, I love you.
So, this is Chris's new song. Oh! Oh, Belushi just broke his guitar.
Probably Jim, that bastard. That talentless F.
Well, he's definitely talentless now. Anyways, all right, kids. We'll be back in a few minutes to announce the threesome, and then we will be back with the funny man's actual premiere. You want to take us out, Chris?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, and that's in beautiful, historic Medford.
Be right back, kids.
Zeppelin.
Spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons started to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard. Thank you.
the prophets were written on the studio wall.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue. Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.